Hi, everyone, and welcome to this ASN Kidney 360 podcast. My name is Samira Farouk, and I'm an assistant professor of medicine and medical education at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai, and I'm very happy to be joined by my co-author and colleague, Dr. Matthew Sparks, an assistant professor of medicine at Duke University. Today, we will be discussing briefly our study titled Urine Microscopy for Internal Medicine Residents, a Needs Assessment and Implementation of Virtual Teaching Sessions, which will be published in Kidney 360 this January. So Matt, to get us started, can you tell us a little bit about the characteristics of our survey population?
Hi, everybody. Yes, the survey population that we chose was all of the categorical internal medicine residents at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. This includes all postgraduate years 1, 2, and 3. A total of 131 residents received the survey, and 45% actually filled it out, representing 59 out of 131 survey respondents. Only about half of the residents in the survey had reported performing urine microscopy. Are these the residents who had previously done nephrology rotation? If so, are there plans to provide inpatient nephrology experience to all internal medicine residents at Mount Sinai?
Yeah, so this was actually a really interesting finding of our needs assessment survey. And so, as you mentioned, we found that only about half of residents had previously performed urine microscopy, though we did not ask them if they had previously done a nephrology rotation. However, in line with national data, less than 10% of residents that completed our survey reported an interest in pursuing nephrology as a career choice after residency. And so, given the results of our needs assessment survey, which demonstrated a lack of understanding about how to perform this tool, but also an acknowledgement of how important urine microscopy can be in the management of patients with acute kidney injury, we have begun implementation of virtual urine microscopy teaching sessions via Zoom for our residents. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about these sessions and how we've begun to implement them?
Yeah, so the urine microscopy sessions were really cool. And the awesome thing about it was I was at Duke and able to participate with the residents and the faculty at Mount Sinai. So how this works is a couple of the fellows would be in the urine microscopy room and spin the urine down. And we had a iPhone attached to the microscope so you could actually see, like you were in the room, the urine sediment. These were actual patients, and we would talk about what the findings were and try to clinically correlate what we were seeing. We also had a brief didactic to help understand what are the common things you're going to see under the microscope. Faculty and the participants were able to annotate on Zoom so they could really highlight all the things that we were seeing. We would typically go through about 2 to 3 cases for each session, and then we ask for feedback after each session.
Another thing that was kind of cool was that sometimes the residents actually provided the urine samples themselves. And so, you know, they may have had a patient on the service that had a acute kidney injury and they hadn't had a chance to discuss with the nephrology team yet. And so being able to get those samples in real time and then show them what was going on in the urine sediment of their patients was a really cool exercise.
And they could all sit at their own desks wherever they were, either that be at home or while they're on the inpatient rotation and just learn about urine microscopy, which I think that is a really big deal. And you're always trying to like gather people up or you have to be there at the right time to see it. And this sort of brings the urine microscopy to the actual learner, which you know, I think that now in the time of Zoom and distance learning, we need to be pushing the box to do more of these types of things.
Yeah, definitely. And even logistically, prior to COVID-19 and the need for social distancing, just logistically can be challenging to teach urine microscopy, even if you have a microscope that has multiple heads, that really does limit the number of learners that you can teach to. And so using this virtual platform and taking advantage of video conferencing software like Zoom, where you can, as you said, share the screen directly, we really have unlimited number of learners that can now be involved. And so we've started this at one of our hospitals, and our eventual goal is to expand this out to other institutions, not only other hospitals within our institution, but across the world.
How long do the sessions last?
The sessions generally lasted somewhere between 45 minutes to about an hour. To be honest, you know, there's just so much to discuss and we had a lot of enthusiasm. And so we can consider lengthening those a little bit in the future. Again, keeping in mind challenges with the residents demanding clinical schedules.
Did the residents enjoy the sessions? What was your feeling about that? Is there a buzz going around at Mount Sinai? Like, this is really cool.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we've definitely stood out as trying to innovate how we're teaching our specialty and trying to get residents more involved, not only to teach them about urine microscopy, but to also get them a bit excited about nephrology. And we're hoping that this will lead to down the line and increase interest and higher number of applicants. And we did a few informal surveys that we're planning to do in a more robust way in the future that did show pretty high level of satisfaction with these sessions. And almost everyone that attended did comment that they would return to a session in the future or recommend it to one of their colleagues.
Have you or any of the fellows had an increase in the number of residents just de novo asking, hey, I've got some urine, can I spin it down?
Definitely. We have not been doing this for that long. This is a project that started this academic year, and we've already had several residents reaching out to people within our division telling us, you know, hey, this patient does not have a nephrology consult yet, but we really want to look at the urine, so can you help us out with that? And that really was the goal, to increase interest, increase awareness about this important diagnostic tool, and to help our residents take better care of their patients.
One of the cool things I learned about this is the stain called the Sternheimer-Malbin stain. And I recently got it and it's been a game changer. And I've just absolutely loved using it when I'm spinning urine. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, so Sternheimer-Malbin stain is a dye essentially that allows particular elements in the urine sediment to stand out a bit better, and so you can more easily identify cellular elements or casts. And this is actually something that I learned about through social media on Twitter. And so I think urine microscopy, like many other diagnostic tools in medicine, is really operator dependent. And so I think we're just starting to learn about how much we can do with urine microscopy and to be able to get the most information out of it. It's really important to understand how the tool works and what we can do to enhance the images that we try to take and what is the best way to find what it is that we're looking for. And the stain is one example of how to do that.
Were there any major hurdles when you were implementing these sessions or anything that we need to tell the listeners? If you're wanting to do this, what are the issues that you really need to know?
Yeah, so the relative simplicity of the technology that's required, I think, makes this project something that can be easily implemented at other academic medical centers. And these sessions can even be grown and implemented, as I mentioned, across other institutions. And trainees may be able to join as long as they have access to a mobile device or a computer. And so for us, the real hurdle was really how do we fit this type of teaching session into the already busy and clinically demanding resident schedule, also keeping in mind that urine microscopy alone is not something that is really a part of the internal medicine ACGME curricula and, you know, probably is not going to be featured that heavily on the internal medicine boards, aside from perhaps some urine microscopy images related to patients with acute kidney injury. So, you know, we believe our study has illustrated a knowledge gap in urine microscopy, a diagnostic tool that residents recognize is important. And we found that virtual educational sessions using video conferencing software are a technically feasible approach to teaching this method to internal medicine residents. And so we're hoping in the future to conduct some further studies to better understand what is the impact of these sessions on learning urine microscopy, and then ultimately expanding this to other institutions and hoping to show a much wider, hopefully global impact.
Very nice. Yeah, it's been a real pleasure to be part of this study. And if you, the listener, want to get involved, all you need to do is tweet us at NephroSparks or at SS Farouk, and we can really go into deep detail about how we did this. We are firm believers in urine microscopy. I think that it is a really important step in the diagnostic evaluation of a patient. Not only does it give you more information, but it allows you to sort of sit there and think about the patient and connect with the learners that are with you. So please reach out and check out our paper on Kidney 360.
Thank you for joining us for this Kidney 360 podcast, and see you next time.